Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
David Waymire will jump center for Mountain Home. Trey Kelly will try to win the tip for Valonia. As we're about ready to get this game underway, the ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Peters, and Peters going toward the basket, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked, but they're going to say it was last touched by Valonia, by Mountain Home, as the ball goes out of bounds. Wow. It will be Valonia's basketball as we are about 5 seconds into this contest. Hunter Neely into the front court, throws it over on the right wing to Morant. Morant dribbles up to the top, gives it over on the right side to Kelly. Kelly going into the lane for the layup. No good. Peters gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. Has it on the left wing. Throws it to Cruz in the corner. Back out to Benton. Goes cross court to Bashirs in the corner. Back to Peters now on the right side. Throws over to Benton on the left wing. His three-pointer is up. Rolls around. Does not go. And the rebound's controlled by Goers. And back come the Eagles. Goers throws it into the front court to Kelly. He has it on the left wing. He's going down into the lane. Now he kicks back out top to Goers. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side now to Neely. Drills toward the elbow. Now kicks out to Kelly on the right side. Ball goes up top now with Neely. Neely dribbles to the right wing. Takes a screen from Kelly. Now dribbles toward the free throw line. Throws it to Moran, who's cutting towards a low block. Now gives it back up top to Neely. Neely has it between the circles. Throws over on the left wing now to Moran. Moran takes a screen, now gives it to Wirtz. Wirtz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Tyson Wirtz gives the Eagles the first lead of the contest. 3-0. Valonia on top. 6:23 left in the opening period. Benton into the front court. Throws over to Peters. Looks like a zone defense trying to figure out which one for Valonia. Ball goes down to Waymire on the low block. He puts up the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. Draws contact. And he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. 6:10 left to play in the opening quarter. That foul is on Grant Goers. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Valonia. So David Waymire at the free throw line with a chance to put Mountain Home on the board. First free throw does not go. One more shot coming up for David Waymire. Second shot is up. He misses both. Rebound is tipped to Goers. And back comes Valonia with a 3-0 lead. Goers into the front court. Throws it to Kelly on the low block. Kelly is going to go down toward the other side of the paint. His shot is blocked from behind by Waymire. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Valonia basketball on the baseline with 5:53 left in the first quarter. Neely will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Tries to throw it into Kelly, but pass was knocked away by Bashirs. Goes out of bounds. Good defense by Bashirs. It will be Valonia's basketball on the far sideline this time. Again, 3-0 Eagles on top. Neely looks to inbound. It gets it into Kelly. Inside the perimeter, now throws it up top to Wirtz. Over on the right side, it goes to Goers. His three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Bashirs. Back comes Mountain Home. Bashirs throws it to Peters on the right wing. Over on the left side now goes to Benton. Finds Cruz on the high post, now kicks out to Peters. His three-pointer on the right wing, no good, and the rebound controlled by Goers, and back come the Eagles. Goers going into the lane now. He's going to be called for the offensive foul as he lost control a little bit. Grant Goers picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the first half against Valonia. 5:22 left in the first quarter. It is a 3-0 Eagles lead. Benton will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Peters on the right wing. Back up top to Benton. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Over on the low block to Waymire. His layup would not go. And the rebound controlled by Valonia. Ball goes over on the right side. Going up for the three-pointer was Moran. He couldn't get it to go. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Peters on the left side. Cross court to Bashir's in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Neely. And back comes Valonia. He gets into the front court. Tries to get into the front court to Goers. Pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds. And Mount Home will get it back on the turnover. Jordan Britton checking into the game for the first time tonight. Replacing Grant Goers, who just picked up his second foul a little bit ago. Britton is a 5'11 junior. Here is Benton into the front court. That might be a 1-3-1 that Valonia is running right now defensively. Benton has the ball in the right corner. Throws across court to Peters. Now down in the left corner to Cruz. His jumper, good. Luke Cruz puts Mountain Home on the board for the first time tonight. 3-2, Valonia leading it. 4:15 left to play in the opening period. Here's Neely across the timeline, throws it up top to Kelly. Over on the left side now it goes to Moran. Moran takes a screen from Wirtz, now it's going into the lane. Kicks out to Kelly, just outside the paint. Now throws it back to Moran on the left side. Another screen from Wirtz, and Kelly's going in. Moran going into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, it goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back. That is the third turnover of the night for the Eagles. 3:43 left to play in the first quarter. It is a 3-2 Valonia lead. Mountain Home with a chance to take their first lead of the game on this possession. Benton will throws across court to Peters. He has it on the right side. Now gives it to Cruz on the high post. He's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with all four of Mountain Home's points tonight, and that gives the Bombers their first lead of the night. 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. 4-3, Bombers on top. Ball goes down to Kelly on the low block. Looks to go for the reverse layup over Waymire. Couldn't get it to go. Waymire gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 3:05 left to play in the opening quarter. Here's Peters with the ball on the left side. He's going towards the lane. Now tries to throw it to Cruz. Ball was stolen by Valonia. Going back the other way for the layup was Jordan Britton off the glass and in. And that gives Valonia the lead back, 5-4. Eagles leading it, 2:45 left to play in the opening quarter. Here's Benton into the front court, throws it to Cruz on the high post, gives it to Bashir's. Bashir's going into towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper, no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line.
The ball's over there, we need to see you going there, posting up.
Hunter Neely picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Eagles. So Hunter Bashir's will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. .236 left in the first quarter as Bashir's first free throw is up and rolls around and goes in. So that ties it back up. Valonia bringing in a couple subs. Caleb Barrow and Corbin Watson will come in for Valonia, replacing Trey Kelly and Tyson Wirtz. Barrow, a 6'2 junior, and Watson, a 6'3 sophomore. Bashir's second free throw is good. And it's 6-5, Mountain Home back on top. Third lead change of the game. Two and a half minutes left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Britton for the Eagles. Dribbles towards the top. Now gives it to Barrow, who shelves his feet before he starts dribbling, and it's called for the travel. Fourth turnover of the night against Valonia. 2:19 left to play in the first quarter. And it is a 6-5 Bombers lead as Mountain Home will bring it into the front court. That's Benton with it. Being double teamed, now gives up top to Peters. Back over to Benton. Once again to Peters. Now to Bashir's. Back to Peters. Once again to Bashir's. Once again, Peters has it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Cruz. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Lou Cruz with 7 points. And it's a 9-5 Mountain Home lead as they go up two possessions with 1:46 left in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Britton. He has it on the left wing. Takes the screen, now goes down towards the lane, and a foul is going to be called well before any shot attempt, and Bologna will inbound it on the baseline. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. 1:35 left to play in the opening quarter. It's a four-point Bomber lead. Neely will trigger the inbound pass for the Eagles. And he will throw it up top to Britton, and he's immediately fouled as Ben was trying to go for the ball there. Talon Ben picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. And Bologna will inbound it here on the near sideline, right in front of me, with 1:34 left in the opening quarter. Britton gets it in to Neely. Neely has it near the right corner, throws it down on the low block to Watson. Watson looks to get it over Waymire. His shot was blocked by Waymire. Well, he just couldn't get it over that big 6'9 frame of David Waymire, and Mountain Home comes up with the ball. Benton throws it to Peters on the right wing. Back up top to Benton. Now gives it to Waymar on the low block. His layup off the glass. His basket counts and he gets fouled. David Waymar at the line to go to try to get the old-fashioned three. And that foul is on Caleb Barrow. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Bologna. So David Waymar at the free throw line, where so far he's 0 of 2 with 2 points. And he misses the free throw here. It will be a six-point lead for the Bombers. 11-5 our score with a little over a minute left in this first quarter. Here's Brendan to the front court. Throws to Neely on the right side. Down low block now goes to Watson. Trying to decide where he wants to go with it. Now throws back up top to Britton. Britton thought about the three. Now dribbles toward the left wing. Gives it there to Barrow. Now Barrow's going to be fouled as he drives towards the lane. That foul's on Luke Cruz. His first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. 49.9 seconds left in the first quarter. It is a six-point Bomber lead. Neely looking to inbound it, and a foul away from the ball, an offensive foul away from the ball before Bologna can even get the inbound pass in. There's going to say Tyler Moran pulled on the jersey a little bit. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Eagles. So, and that is the fifth turnover against Bologna. Benton will take the inbound pass, get into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right side. Now dribbles up between the circles, throws over to Benton on the left. Cross court now to Bashir's near the right corner. Tries to throw it to Waymire. Ball was tipped around. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bologna. It will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline with 34.8 seconds left in the opening quarter. 11-5, Bombers leading it. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass under the basket, gets it into Benton on the right wing, throws it up top to Peters. Peters is going into the lane for a layup, hits the front of the iron, no good, and the rebound controlled by the Eagles. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Moran going into the lane for the layup. He couldn't get it to go, but offensive rebound for Corbin Watson. He puts it back up and in, and it is 11-7 Mountain Home leading with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Bashir's has the ball on the left wing, back up top to Benton. 5 seconds, the ball goes down to Waymire. He puts up another shot, no good, but draws contact and will head right back to the free throw line with exactly 3 seconds left on the clock. That foul is on Caleb Barrow, his second personal foul, team foul number six against Bologna. So David Waymire back at the free throw line. So far he's 0 of 3. Now make it 1 of 4 as he gets the free throw here. Austin Kuntz is going to check into the game for the first time tonight for Bologna as he replaces Caleb Barrow, who again just picked up his second foul. Kuntz, a 6'3 sophomore. Waymire with one more chance to build on Mountain Home's lead. Second shot is up, no good. We'll get 1-2 on that trip. 2 seconds left, and they will not get one last shot off before the end of the quarter. And Mountain Home's going to take a 5-point lead after going into the second quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Bologna 12-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500.